Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has got
to let this cold weather get me down.
Cool.
We're gonna dance.
But what about a groove that soothes and moves?
We are gonna dance. Look at Dan Weinbaum in there. Just go.
Come on.
Don't try to fix it.
Weinbaum's got moves.
Yeah.
I don't know that Weinbaum should be dancing, and I don't know that you should even be talking about dancing, Scott, in light of the attire that you graced all of us with when you first walked in today.
We're kicking it off with this.
Wow, right I don't think of, it would right be possible to dance in what you were wearing to work today. And I know people got to bundle up today. It takes your breath away when you step out of your car.
10 degrees.
Looks like you just moved here.
Summertime songs are your artists of the day.
Sweet.
Would you like to tell the good people what you wore to work today?
I did. I will. I wore Adidas track pants. Pants, not shorts.
Full-length pants.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Covered up my
sweatpants.
Calves. Covered up my calves today.
You're wearing sweatpants to work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A KU t-shirt from last year, and then my Adidas track jacket, which I wear every day, and then I covered it with a very heavy, full-body length wool Russian jacket.
Overcoat. Duster.
Overcoat.
It's called an overcoat.
Yes, and I thought I looked actually pretty suave, but apparently not.
Scott walks in, and Sam says, "You got new watches in there you want to sell me?" Exactly. You look like a cross between a flasher and a back alley gold watch salesman.
One more. Or
who just showed up in town.
A house painter.
I thought I looked pretty good.
Is it warm?
Oh.
Okay. Well, you got to do what you got to do today.
It's toasty.
And if you'd like to see it, it's on both Twitter and Facebook.
You've been warned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I looked pretty good.
No, it's good. I've just never seen you wearing anything but what you normally wear. And so you walked in wearing that and we were like, what is happening?
Extraordinary. Let's put extraordinary on that.
It's extraordinary.
I was cold.
It's like you walked out of the house, you were cold, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, there's a dumpster. Let me go and see if I can get some clothes to put on. I mean, that's just how it looks.
You're supposed to put the clothes into the donation bag.
It does. It does look a lot like that. And you know what? I love you for it because it is very cold out and you got to do what you got to do today.
Well, I needed to stay warm and so I wore my Russian coat.
You would be proud of me, Boy Scout, Dan, over there. I went to go take a bunch of stuff to Goodwill the other day and one of the things was my daughter's large comforter that she's outgrown the style.
Sure.
So she has another one up there and I went to donate it and I thought, you know what? Everyone should have one good blanket in their car. I left it in my trunk because I am prepared.
There you go.
I don't have your coat, but I got a blanket in the back of that car.
But you wish you had my coat.
That coat's big enough for three.
Go get it.
I don't know.
It's in the office.
No, we should all take photos wearing it.
I want you to wear it.
Okay.
It is so warm. I want to see how long you can wear it before you say, I can't take
it. Do you know why it's so warm? That is the coat that you would buy in the 1960s. Everyone's grandfather has this coat, this heavy wool overcoat by London Fog. Remember London Fog?
Of course it's from London
Fog. Yeah. In fact, if I had to guess, this is a London Fog.
Probably.
I didn't see the brand, but it did say Hecho en Brasil.
Oh, in Brasil.
Yeah.
Well, does that mean it was made in Brazil?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm not sure what brand.
Which, by the way, these people never need a wool coat, but apparently they make wool coats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making it going, what in the world is this thing?
Who would wear this?
Right.
So I want you, that is a stylish coat.
you.
Well, it could be a stylish
coat. I look like I'm about to be assaulted when you walk up. No, do you know who you look like? Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, you do.
You actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Who now, wore it better? All right, we're going to put this on the internet.
I want you to wear it as long as you can before it gets too hot. That is the warmest.
Towncraft.
Yeah.
Towncraft.
Yeah.
Now, the bigger question here, though, is
it just makes me want to flash someone because you feel like a flasher when you put it on.
Well.
Are you wearing underwear today?
No.
Hmm.
I don't wear underwear any day.
Hmm.
Why would today be different? But I wore long pants.
Well, you wore sweatpants.
All right. Yeah, I wore sweatpants.
Yeah.
You want me to take your picture?
Yeah,
that's actually a stylish overcoat.
It's okay. It's very heavy and it is very warm.
It's a nice looking overcoat.
Yeah. I wore it from the office to the studio and I'm sweating.
You know, if you paired it with a nice pair of trousers and some nice shoes and a nice shirt and sweater, maybe a scarf.
Underwear.
It would look good. You know.
But not an Adidas tracksuit. Is that what you're saying, Dan?
That's what I'm saying. That's the disconnect.
No, keep it on.
I don't want to keep it on.
No, you have to keep it on.
I feel like I'm going to get lice.
Do I look like somebody who has lice? Give me a
no, but this coat does.
I am hurt.
I'm worried there's a little something extra in this if I put it on.
It almost touches the ground when Dana's wearing it.
Like tuberculosis. I don't know.
All I'm saying is
yellow fever blanket.
Don't blacklight it.
Okay.
It's like a smallpox blanket.
Oh, goodness. Which, by the way, we told my poor mother yesterday that she was not going to get coronavirus from anything she ordered on Amazon. Then overnight, someone sent me a different story from Forbes.com that said, actually, they're worried coronavirus can exist on surfaces up to 9 days. Now, Dan, if you order something from China, it's got to, like, get on a boat, and then
you
it's got to get on a plane.
Picture on Twitter. God dang it.
But would it be within a 9-day window or should we not be touching stuff if it's 9 days?
The odds are so low that there's going to be a COVID-19 virus on that cardboard box that I think the odds are very low of catching anything. I mean, could it happen? Anything on this earth is possible, right? But I think your mom's going to be okay. She can keep ordering from overseas.
Oh, she will.
Whatever
no
you
mistake.
Do not pop that bubble wrap.
She sees hieroglyphics and she runs right now. She's like, yeah. I don't want anything to do with that. We have so much good stuff
don't
to
you
talk
take
about
that
today.
Coat off.
I'm not. It's actually very warm.
I know.
I feel like I need to sell you some encyclopedias, but it is super warm.
Tell me when you start sweating.
Okay. Okay.
Where's your extra hat to go along with it?
He needs a fedora because only one hat goes with this coat, and that is a fedora.
I need a fedora or one of those big Russian.
Hey, Captain yes. Encyclopedia, what are those big, like, buffalo looking like animals that run around in Siberia? Minsk?
What?
Are they Minsk?
Ox? Musk oxes?
Musk oxes.
Musk oxen.
What are they called?
Muskrats?
Musk.
Musk.
Oxes.
M-U-S-K. Ox.
I need a hat. Made out of one of them.
Okay. Let's get on that.
You need something.
That would seal the deal.
You need something. I don't know what, but you need something.
Is that the warmest coat you've ever worn?
Now I'm like, okay, I'm good. I can take it off.
Nope.
Well, we can order one from Amazon.
How much?
Well, a lot more than you would be willing to spend.
Mm. How much, seriously, for one of those hats?
Well, let me see.
Ugliest damn things I've ever seen in my life.
We've got 205.
Oh, that's a little
rich. That's a little rich for my blood.
No.
Mm.
But yeah, one of those big fur hats, those Russian-style fur hats would be good.
That's what I need.
Well, we are going to warm everyone up with the stories in our stack today because some of them are my favorite of all time ever.
Do we go with airline passenger jerk? Do we go with East St. Louis cheerleader fight?
It's not a fight. We need to have some ground rules about the words we are going to use to describe it.
Brawl.
I will allow brawl. I will allow melee.
Which is different
melee.
Than fight.
I will allow melee.
Okay.
And I will allow fracas.
Fracas.
Mm.
Wait, you
but
think the
do
airline
not
guy
call
was a jerk?
What happened between the cheerleaders a fight because that is not what this is.
Could I call it a fracas?
Yes.
Could I call it a fracas?
Yes.
Okay. Which one would be the proper pronunciation?
I would say it's a fracas.
It's a fracas. Say it again.
Fracas.
Thank you.
Fracas.
I will say it in the form of a cheer.
Fracas.
I'm going to start a fracas in your fracas.
What?
Fracas.
Didn't even make any sense.
We will talk about the cheer brawl coming up, as well as airline seat jerk seat hitter guy straight ahead.
576-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie the Third, ladies and gentlemen. Dana Wright, a week from tomorrow, we are at Bogey's Windy City Pub at 133rd and State Line. Be an honor and a privilege to spend next Friday with you here on Dana and Parks. All right, Dana's out. She couldn't handle the Russian code. She made one segment. Now the code is on Sam. How you feeling, buddy?
It's warm. Barely made one segment, and it is warm.
It is warm.
I'm also wearing a flannel and a crew neck.
I was wearing a Adidas jumpsuit, so simmer down. I get it. It's a warm coat. How you feeling?
Feeling hot.
Can you make
feeling it like I need to go throw some newspapers at people or sell some stolen watches?
Okay. Do we have the audio from East St. Louis?
Oh.
Can you get that while I read the story here?
Something.
Story here from East St. Louis. East St. Louis High School cut its cheerleading season short this week after the cheer team brawled with another squad from Trinity Catholic High School. The two teams were in the middle of dueling cheer-off routines at Alton High School during a break in action at a basketball tournament on February 1st. City of Champions TV, which films many East St. Louis sporting events, recorded the fight, which was posted to YouTube and had more than 200,000 views in less than a week. The recording shows one Trinity High School cheerleader crossing into the East St. Louis group. Several cheerleaders shove one another, and it quickly escalates as they begin throwing punches. That's called a fracas. The crowd pours onto the court, and several onlookers pull the cheerleaders away.
There's one administrator, Scott, with the clipboard going, no, everybody down. Everybody sit down. You know, there's that one administrator mm-hmm. trying to stop this. If you've never seen the movie Bring It On, this is one of those cheer-offs where the squads are facing each other in formation, and one of the squads goes, boom, boom, tsh, boom, boom, tsh. And then the other squad mm-hmm. does their little dance
well,
off.
You got to.
And then before you know it, all hell breaks loose.
Let's go to the audio.
It is a shocking sight to see cheerleaders in a brawl. The squads from East St. Louis and Trinity Catholic Church stopped chanting and started slugging at a high school basketball event last weekend. Now some parents are saying the students from East St. Louis are being unfairly punished. Russell Kinsall is live at the high school where he's talking to parents. Russell?
Yeah, Corey, parents of cheerleaders here at East St. Louis High School say it's unfair that the district here has suspended the cheering program for the rest of the school year, but there's been no word what, if any, punishment's been handed out to the students at the other school. We have been reaching out to Trinity Catholic High School to find out how it's handling its cheerleaders who were involved in that brawl. Some people hadn't seen the video yet, like Stacy White.
When is that?
It was Saturday up in Alton.
Cheerleading squads from Trinity Catholic High School on the left and East St. Louis High School on the right got into a fight during a cheer battle at a basketball shootout.
It seemed like the ones in the orange.
Yeah, East St. Louis.
They initiated the fight.
Michael Foxworth thought that the East St. Louis squad provoked the fight by getting in the faces of the others. But parents say both squads did the same in a battle with Vashon High School that had no problems. And they blame a Trinity Catholic student for throwing the first punch.
One team attacked the other per se. So they all jumped in to protect each other.
The East St. Louis School District released a statement saying, "We expect our teams to conduct themselves in a manner that will protect the safety of athletes, officials, coaches, and spectators at sporting events. We regret that our cheerleading team did not conduct themselves in a manner commensurate with these expectations."
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I think we're all anti-brawl.
I'm anti-fracas.
I'm definitely anti-fracas. The squad has been just, you're done for the rest of the year.
Oh, no, the cheerleading is done.
And let me just say, I'm not defending anything that happened on that court because you said there had been 200,000 views. That thing has gone viral since that story was printed. I do feel bad for the senior girls who had nothing to do with it. There might have been girls on that squad that were not in that dance line when this happened. And so for those girls, I will tell you, Scott, our banquet is in 3 weeks. There are girls who have probably been on that squad for 4 years. My heart breaks for the seniors who are just done.
Can I say something unpopular?
Tread carefully. I am a cheer mom.
I don't care.
Is there about to be a fracas in the studio?
I mean, they just got back from Nationals in Florida. They put in hundreds of hours.
There is a... I'm going to eat it for this. There is a difference between competitive cheer, okay?
Yes.
Which is what Haley Brenninger used to do when they would go down, when Brenninger would take his daughters down to Florida, where they're bouncing all over the place and they're standing like three people tall, whatever. Yeah. There is a difference between competitive cheer and sideline cheer.
I think most cheerleaders would agree with you there.
Okay.
Because we have both. We have cheer and we have comp cheer.
So why do we have cheer going out onto the court at a basketball game in East St. Louis going, I mean, just stay on your sidelines and just go, woo, go East St. Louis, woo.
Well.
Why do we have to go out and front each other?
I will say this, the whole bring it on, cheer off, I've never seen that happen here. I generally don't think that's probably a good idea. You're there to rally the crowd.
You're there to rally your side of
the crowd.
Your side
of the crowd. And these girls are facing each other in your facing each other.
No, get on your own side.
Yeah, which is not the point of what they're supposed to be out there doing.
Right.
And why at a regular regulation season base or basketball game are both cheer teams there?
They're always both there.
This Valentine's Day.
Sorry, that's me.
They're always both there.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, and I don't know how they do it in St. Louis, but we have, it depends on where the game is located. But our cheerleaders travel.
Mm-hmm. Huh, okay.
And the season, again, is for, it is just almost over. I mean, when are the basketball playoffs? We're knocking at the door of all of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon for the other team's cheerleaders to go to the opposing team's site.
I just didn't think that happened in basketball anymore. I thought that was a football-only thing.
Well, apparently it caused a fracas. And the cheerleading squads have been suspended.
I'm taking the jacket off because I am unnecessarily sweating.
Right now. Knew it! You couldn't make it a single segment. Dan, you get to wear it next.
No, thank you. I've worn a coat before. I'm cool.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it. What is this? What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise.
Okay, I gotta stop there because that's when he goes in. It's inappropriate. 576-7798. These cheerleaders in East St. Louis, between East St. Louis High School and Trinity Catholic School, got into a ruckus. Can I describe the ruckus? Yes, it was a ruckus. The cheerleading squads have been disbanded. 576-7798. They aren't competitive cheerleaders. They're just cheerleaders. And I don't mean to say that derogatorily. They should stay on their own side of the court. Why are we doing this? This ain't a football game. 576-7798. Oh, ho, ho. Sam, you lasted one segment in the heavy Russian coat. Is that right?
Yes.
Dan, you're now wearing it?
Yes, I've been wearing it the past few minutes. I'm rather comfortable.
All right in there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Your head itching?
It's got a, there's an aroma It smells like, I don't know, what is that, Pierre Cardin or something? It's like one of those 1980s type of colognes or something.
It smells like Sears in 1976.
Oh, no, people. It's not a bad smell. It's just like a cologne.
Smells like greatness.
Armani, maybe?
Parks, I would like to point out that I wore the coat for 15 minutes. You at most wore it for 6.
Talking about, I've been driving around all day with it.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you just put it on to come to work. Never mind. I take it back.
The photos are all on social media, and I will say this. I did not think anything could beat that coat until Jason Nivens walked in wearing his coat, and that photo is on social media as well.
Oh, I've worn that coat. That thing is fantastic.
That is a warm coat.
It's the Revenant coat is what I call it.
Warm coat.
It's a big giant bear.
So how are you doing in the coat?
I'm fine.
It's good.
For now.
Yeah. It's about 100 degrees in here. Yeah. Well, body temperature, it's warming up a little bit underneath.
From CBS News, 18-year-old Jonathan Weaver. 18-year-old Jonathan Weaver was killed in a head-on collision by a driver who, according to the Texas Highway Patrol, was distracted by pornography playing on his phone. Paramedics responding to the crash that killed three found an X-rated movie still playing when he was recovered at the site of the collision near Big Spring, Texas, last April. Now his parents are filing a lawsuit.
Now listen to this. They're not suing him.
Against Energy Transfer Partners, the company that owned the suspected driver's truck, and they hope it will send a message about the lack of oversight that businesses and states extend over drivers using their cell phones. Audio over a police body camera could be heard. Quote, he had a cell phone in his hand and there is porn on it. The 18-year-old's truck was compressed by almost 6 feet from the collision.
Now, they are not suing the driver who killed or the estate of the driver who killed their son. They are suing the employer who owned the truck and the work phone, stating they needed to do a better job of preventing people from being on the work phone in the truck while they were working for Energy Transfer Partners. And Scott, my heart breaks for this family, but I think that's going to be a tough sell in court. Because, and I don't know what the laws are in Texas, but watching a movie, adult content or otherwise, is illegal behavior in all 50 states. You're not allowed to watch a movie and drive.
Of course.
You know, take the adult nature out of it.
Of course.
I don't know, as an employer, how you can be held liable for your employees' cell phone use. I'm sure they have a policy. Most companies do, that when you are driving our company car, you are not allowed to be on your phone. It doesn't mean that all employees follow that rule. In fact, if I had to put a percentage to it, I would bet you 90% don't. Mm-hmm. 95% don't, even in the company car.
It would not be surprising to you, Dana, that Energy Transfer is a billion-dollar company. Billion-dollar company. Surprising, they're not going after the 18-year-old, they're going after the company.
I don't fault the parents for trying to send a message that we have to do better. I just don't necessarily think it's the company's fault. Now, I would love to hear an argument in the other direction, and the argument is this. I can even make it, okay?
Okay.
That companies are sued for the misdeeds of their employers every single day.
Employees,
pardon me, every single day. And that's true. That's true. If you went out and did something egregious on the air, Scott, I know that you wouldn't, but if you did, that caused harm to a third party, they would not sue you, even though it was your words. They would sue the corporation.
And I think that's wrong, by the way.
Well, that's just how
I understand.
That's how it works.
I understand that's how it works. I think it's wrong. If I were to drop the F-bomb or the S-bomb here in a matter of seconds, okay— yes, Entercom has given me the right, the privilege, to speak into this microphone. And I respect that and understand that. But the boss downstairs has no idea I'm about to drop the F-bomb on the air. That's my decision.
Just like the owner of this company would have had no idea that this kid was driving around in a company car watching movies.
Adult movies, yeah.
He could have been watching a cartoon. It doesn't matter. He could have been watching a cartoon and killed someone. My point is it the fault of the company?
No.
If you are in a company car.
No.
First rule, this is from the text line. First rule of filing a lawsuit, sue the person with the money.
That's right.
That 18-year-old's not going to be able to pay whatever you try to sue him.
That's right. And the company, well, which is a billion-dollar
company,
is. But the
insurance goes with the, to be fair, the insurance goes with the car. And so the, that arm of things, as far as that civil lawsuit, would follow the car and not necessarily the driver.
But let me give you a, and this may be an apples and oranges example, okay? Let's say I just bought a house, okay? I don't own the house. Capital Federal owns the house.
Correct.
Okay? But somebody comes over to my house and I murder them in that house. Who committed the crime? Me or Cap Fed? I committed a crime inside of a home that I technically don't own. Capital Federal Bank owns the house. But inside that house is where I committed the crime.
The word that we need to be looking at, Scott, is foreseeability. Foreseeability.
And Capital Federal had no idea I would kill someone in that home any more than Entercom knew in about 10 seconds I'm about to drop an F-bomb on the radio.
But in a case like this, can you prove that it was foreseeable that someone driving this company's car on this company's phone, you know, did they have a written policy? This is why you have to sign all this paperwork at work and do these computer, you know, surveys. It's CYA for lawsuits. Did the company do that and say to all of their employees, hey, by the way, when you're driving in our cars, you cannot be on your phone. It's a fireable offense if we catch you.
I'm sure they do.
What if they didn't?
I'm sure they do.
And so in a lawsuit,
mortgage, does Cap Fed say I can't kill somebody?
I don't know that I love that analogy.
It doesn't
How
work.
How is it different?
It's very different because on your mortgage, your name is on the title.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Well,
Capital
sort of
Federal has the title.
Okay, but your
I
name
have
is
the
on
mortgage.
It.
We need a better analogy, and I want to ask you, if you drive a company car, a lot of salespeople think about it. You have a company car and a company phone. Have you been told specifically, like, what are the rules about that? And if you get caught, what happens?
Okay, if you want to use the car analogy, all right, the Kia that I'm currently driving is owned by Bank of America.
We use our news cars. The news cars out in the parking lot are not owned by Sam Stevie, but Sam Stevie has the right from time to time to take a news car.
Correct, and I don't have any personal ownership to that vehicle. My name is nowhere on the title.
And I'm telling you, if you crashed into somebody, whether you were being negligent or not, it ain't Sam getting sued.
Correct.
It's the big letters on that truck getting sued.
Because Sam doesn't have any money and KMBZ does.
But it's their car. That's just how auto ownership and insurance works.
They had no idea that Sam was going to go drive the company car drunk and plow into a family of four.
I want someone to clarify this. If I give you my car to borrow, Scott, you take my car and you kill a family of four, does that not come back to my auto insurance? It's my car. You are driving it. And I think this is why they're suing the company. Yes, the kid was doing something stupid.
But the insurance company has no idea that you're loaning your car to someone who shouldn't be driving
it. Which is why insurance is so expensive. People do these stupid things every single day. I had a friend send me a picture last week, Scott. I showed it to you privately on State Line. Man was in his car doing something you should not be doing in broad daylight, let alone in a car. Yes.
Oh.
People do this stupid stuff all the time.
576-7798, 576-7798.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music.
A lot of people are writing in. Maybe I just don't understand the situation well enough. Scott, you do own your house. You just have a huge lien on it. Okay.
You own it as long as you keep paying that note.
I don't pay that note, and CapFed moves in real quick.
If your name is not on the title, you have no right of possession to that.
But what happens when I don't pay the mortgage?
They have a lien on it.
Yeah, they come take it.
Cat Fed just swoops right in and takes over.
That is a fact.
So whose house is it really?
Yours, as long as you keep paying.
Yeah. Ashley in Kansas City, hello?
Hi, I'm a truck driver, as you guys know.
Uh-huh.
Love your show. Whenever there's an accident, if the driver is found to be on their phone, not only are they subject to a fine, but the company can be subject to a fine up to $250,000.
Why?
It's the federal regulation, because ultimately that company is the one who owns that truck. It is their responsibility. Yeah. Just like your analogy, Dana, with Scott borrowing your car.
Yep.
Ultimately, it's your responsibility because you put that car into his hands.
But Ashley, the company, the trucking company, and I'm not saying you would do this, but I'm going to use you as the example, if that's okay. The trucking company trusts you. You've been really, really good at driving their trucks around and delivering whatever you have to deliver. And then one day you decide to talk on your phone while you're driving a truck. They have no idea that you're going to do that any more than this radio station knows I'm about to drop a bad word that's going to cost them $250,000.
Well, and that's why a lot of trucking companies have installed driver monitoring systems in their trucks, and the drivers a lot of times don't even know they're there.
Oh, to watch you driving?
To watch me driving, yeah.
Oh.
This truck that I'm driving right now has a tracker in it. It tracks every move I make down the road. It tracks if my speed drops too quickly. It tracks if I'm speeding. It tracks if I'm driving erratically, all of that. And it watches me.
Well, what if you have to pick your nose or something?
Then you pick your nose on camera. You better not be shy.
Hey, Ashley, can you see yourself on camera like at those horrible self-checkout places that say you're being recorded?
No.
No, you just know you're being recorded.
Yeah, a lot of companies will even hide them in your mirrors, so you don't even know they're there.
Really?
Yeah, and you consent to that when you consent to driving for this company. That's just a condition of your employment, just like a drug test.
Hey, Ashley?
Yeah?
Have you ever picked your nose in the truck?
Maybe once or twice, but I keep Kleenex next to me.
Good for you.
So you wipe it on the Kleenex, like, or you like rub it and toss it out the window?
Hey, last question, Ashley. I'm ignoring that last from Scott. You can't even speakerphone?
What you have to do is Bluetooth. It has to be all hands-free. That's how I'm talking to you right now.
Okay.
Is over a Bluetooth headset.
Okay.
We had a driver that got pulled over. She was using her actual handset to talk on the phone. She got a $180 ticket. She did not even do anything wrong. The officer just saw her talking on her phone.
Huh.
It's a big, big deal when it comes to
that. And then how often do you drive over people, not over people, but, you know, you're so high up so you can look down. I hope you've never driven over someone. How often do you drive next to someone where you can look down and see that they're watching a movie on their phone?
All the time. If I pull up next to somebody and I see that they're texting or they're swerving or they're going real slow in the fast lane and I see that they're texting, I'll blow my air horn at them. I'll get right up next to them and blow the air horn at them.
Good for you.
I get people throw their phones across their car because I scared them so bad.
Keep it clean. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen somebody do in their car?
You guys have heard this story before. A gentleman was driving down the interstate, pleasuring himself.
Okay, good talk.
State Line Road, a couple weeks ago.
You saw it.
It was a very good friend of mine who sent the photo. And it took me a minute, I go, what is that? And then I looked, and then I went, oh my God, like, are you kidding me? Broad daylight, State Line Road.
Can't wait till you get home, huh?
Well, you know what? He theoretically could be charged as some kind of lewd and lascivious pervert for that.
Public indecency,
It is absolutely public indecency.
Simmer down, guys.
Let's
not pretend that it's only dudes that do that, by the way.
Oh, please. In a car driving down State Line Road? That is uniquely male.
No, it's
what?
Not.
No, women.
What about
that.
Nall?
No, it's not.
Well, now on Nall.
Gene and Shawnee. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Ex-trucker. I was over the road, and yeah, I've seen quite a few women doing their thing on the road from the high view up. When using the Bluetooth, the lady before, caller before, it's true. I use a trucker headset, and it filters out most of the noise, and you're supposed to focus on the road, be able to turn your head. So that's why they've, you know, enforced that. I was talking to your guy on the phone that I worked at a local dealership in 14, oh no, it was 13, and one of our general managers there that dealt with the car sales was going out, and he was in a demo, which, you know, dealers give the demos to the managers and stuff, and he gave it to, you know, he went to the bar one night out there in, it was southern, south Overland Park, and had a little too much and left the bar with a couple buddies in the car, and I guess somebody cut him off, and he road raged him, hit him in the back.
Oh, God.
In the F-150 that he was driving, and hit him so hard, it killed the driver. Oh, God. The dealership, his insurance, he's serving jail time for vehicular manslaughter and DUI. Last I heard, he was serving 17 years, and they were being hard on him. So,
But the civil suit went against the dealership.
Yes, it went through a dealership, and then his insurance went, and there was three lawsuits involved in that.
Yeah.
And the dealership really took a buckle from that. I mean, it was a big hit.
All right, man, gotta stop you there.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.